It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ, where we're recording it live from a giant boat in our imaginations.
We are indeed. Good morning and welcome to Florida.
Really? Florida? Is it yesterday?
Oh, yeah, it's yesterday off Florida at the moment.
Yesterday and today?
And yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
I think you're trying to mislead me.
Yeah, we are not on the MS Oasis of the Seas.
What the hell's that?
That is the largest boat in captivity.
It's not really captivity if it's out on the ocean. No, 5,000 people can exist on this thing. What?
5,500 passengers plus 2,500 crew.
I lie, it's not 5,000, it's a little bit more. Yeah. And it has horticulturalists on board.
It has horticulturists on board, it has a park on board, it has, I think it was something like 33 bars and restaurants on board, of which I think we should try every single one.
We should. And that's the end of the Gadget Grill. We're now going to try some restaurants out. See you there.
Yeah.
Welcome to tonight's Gadget Grill, where we're talking about, well, something that's actually very useful for the holiday season.
We've got something
season.
Very important to say before we talk about what we're going to talk about, haven't we?
It's not my birthday. That was a few weeks ago.
It's the show's birthday.
Oh, right. Did you get it a present? Because you didn't get me a present for my birthday.
No, you don't deserve one. Because you harassed me on the show.
You harassed me on the show.
Oh, that's my job.
And I still give you presents?
Yes.
What the hell?
Yeah, it's the show's birthday. We've been on air for a year on
this
show.
We have. It's our 53rd show.
So what have we got lined up on the Gadget Group? By the way, I am Gary Stark. He is Lee Stark.
I might not be Lee Stark.
No.
I might be someone else for a change. What would you think about that?
I have no idea.
Okay, good. On the special birthday episode of the Gadget Grill, tonight we're looking at online shopping. Because online shopping is about as exciting as that voice could possibly get. And tonight we're going to actually be talking to David Hall from Semantic, who will be telling us why we should be very careful online in the holiday season. Apparently it's getting dangerous out there. You know, I think we've had more security shows on this radio show than I've ever written for any radio show before. And that isn't a sign of that we're just getting a lot of free radio show stories for security. That's a sign that security is becoming just that important.
It is becoming a very, very important issue. We've got a couple of other security stories as well, you know, a couple of top 10, top 5 lists of scams and so on that are going around, and we'll cover them in the show as well today.
We've also got some news, as we always do, because news is pretty much the funniest thing we have on the show, next to the useless gadgets. And tonight's useless gadget is a giant boat.
Yes.
It's a giant boat with 38 bars.
30, I think it was
37. Whatever. It's one of them. It's just a giant boat with lots of bars and people who don't get views of the sea. They get views of a park in the middle of the boat.
Isn't that amazing? You go out in a boat and you choose to get a room with a view in a park.
A fake park.
No, it's a real park.
Oh, sorry, a real park.
It's a real park with no real...
Is it like Pinocchio? He's a real boy too, Dad.
Yes.
He's a real boy.
Yes,
you knew what I was trying to do there.
Yes, I know what you were trying to do, and your nose grew as you were doing it.
It did, and everything else. So let's get into something else before we completely lose anything. This is some new Australian rock that I grabbed from our lifty little collection in the other room. This is Alana Stone with New Life, which is perfect for this show.
Exactly.
It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1, Radio 2 RDJ. And in case you're curious, your life vests are located on the left side of the ship. If you don't have a life vest, you might be listening to this on old technology, like a radio. And that's really cool. But if you're listening to this on new technology, like a computer...
Or a radio.
Be prepared to be electrocuted as the water hits you when we go sinking. However, if you make it up to heaven or wherever the hell it is you go, you can still tune in.
Heaven or wherever the hell?
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
That surely works.
I think so.
Yeah. If you make it up to heaven or wherever the hell you go, head to www.radio2rdj.com to listen to this show, because obviously you'll be in hell for listening to this show, and if you'd like to listen to repeats of the show while you're in either place, head to www.gadgetgrill.com.au. Let's hope the ship doesn't sink.
And now for the news. Did you hear about this guy who interrupted his own wedding?
Who interrupted his what?
Interrupted his what? Yes.
What did he do?
Yes, to update his Facebook status.
Tell me what he did. I thought he updated a tweet. That's what I heard.
He then did a tweet. He updated his Facebook status from in a relationship to married. I guess that means that if you are married, you're no longer in a relationship.
And that sort of situation, it could very well be the case.
Yes.
I'm not sure if you've heard, but the Barnes & Noble version of the Kindle, the Nook, the one that was supposed to be so cool and so impressive.
The Nookie.
It's been pushed back again.
Nookie's been pushed back.
Your Nook has been pushed in and back, and if you're in America, if you've ordered one of these things, you won't get one of these till after Christmas, more than likely.
Right.
Which is going to put the Kindle well ahead.
Yeah, well, the Kindle's already ahead because it's the first device on the block.
Is it the first device on the block?
The first of this type.
Okay.
First dedicated e-reader. In the last year alone, Sprint handed over GPS data about its users to authorities 8 million times.
I'm sorry, what? Sprint in America,
a telecommunication provider like Telstra. Yep.
Yeah.
They passed over GPS data about their users to the authorities 8 million times.
Does that not seem like, I don't know, a privacy problem? A bit?
Perhaps. That's a lot.
Speaking of GPS, TomTom, who did the Homer Simpson voice a few months ago, have come out with a new voice.
Bart Simpson.
They haven't. It's a company called Voiceskin who did the Homer Simpson voice. They have come out with Snoop Doggy Dog.
Oh, God.
No, it's pretty cool because now you can ride around town and have Snoop chilling in your ear and telling you exactly where to relax and go and chill with your homeboys something like that.
Snoop's going to tell me where to go.
Yeah.
Along with everyone else.
And he's not going to say the favorite words of his.
Oh.
Yeah. The ones I can't say on the air.
Oh, gee, that makes it no fun.
I know. But he looks so elegant in this picture. And to be honest, I want it. I really would love for Snoop to tell me where to go.
Get it.
It's $13.
Well, that's not a lot.
No, it's not. It's not to have Snoop personally sit there in your ear and tell you exactly where he thinks you should go.
Have Snoop sitting in your passenger seat.
Yeah, basically.
Effectively. Well, he'd be a backseat driver, wouldn't he?
It's more like you're his limo driver.
Yes. Scientists, of course, as you know, are working on a real-life invisibility cloak.
Really? They're working on a real-life invisibility cloak? What possible use would that be?
Well, you could use it as an international spy, or you could use it to hide in the girls' locker room at school.
Ah, yeah. You're trying to give pedophiles a new mission?
Yes. However, the problem is that the invisibility cloak, there's a potential problem with it. Theoretically, because it's not letting any light in, those people who are contained within the invisibility cloak can't actually see anything.
Okay.
So there is a problem.
Okay. This is a very dry news day, isn't it?
Yes.
News day.
They're also developing an anti-cloak.
Doesn't that defeat the... Can't you just throw a rock at the person? Wouldn't that be an anti-cloak cloak?
Well, you don't know where the person is, so you can't throw a rock if you don't know where it is.
So in that case...
The idea is that it bends light around where you are.
Okay, fine. You pick up a handful of sand, you throw it randomly, or you get a sprinkler. A sprinkler would circumvent an invisibility cloak.
Yes, it would. This type of invisibility.
In fact, if you put blue water...
It's all wet.
Okay, cool. In Germany, Lenovo, who do some really cool laptops.
They're a Chinese company in Germany, right?
I think they're a Chinese company who do IBM's laptops now. Anyway, Lenovo have done this very cool stunt in Germany to prove how tough their new laptops are. They have replaced... You should turn off that sound. They have replaced a couple of laptop seats, or basically mounted their laptops as laptops as seats on a bus.
That's interesting.
Working laptops that you can sit on.
So you've got an internet cafe bus.
Well, I don't know if there's internet attached, but what I do know is that you can sit on their laptops, and they want you to. so you can test out how strong they are.
Do you want to sit on my laptop?
That could potentially be illegal in most places, unless you're Santa. You can get away with doing that in this month by claiming you're Santa.
Did we cover last week the Microsoft Family Packs for Windows 7?
I don't think we did.
No, because Microsoft have now released Family Packs for Windows 7 in Australia. You can buy three licensed Family Packs for Windows 7 for a discounted price. Was about $250 Australian.
In fact, I've seen it for less than that. I've seen a few places are already offering it for $230. But what's interesting that you might want to tell our users, or I could do it, that's an upgrade pack, so you still need XP or Vista before you do that. I know you need Vista, don't you, not XP?
No, it'll work with either of them, but it won't actually do the upgrade if you're on XP. I believe it'll work.
Yeah, but you need the three licenses of it in the first place, the installations. Yeah.
Yeah. But the other thing that Microsoft Australia are doing, because they were a little bit late to the party on this, I was speaking with Jeff Putt on Wednesday night. Jeff Putt is the head honcho.
He's that guy we interviewed.
Yeah, he's the head honcho for Windows 7 in Australia.
Does he come with a poncho?
He can't. The honcho with a poncho, yeah.
Okay.
Jeff's actually a very nice guy, and he was telling me that if you happen to have already bought three licenses of Windows 7, then go to their website. They will give you a refund of the difference, I believe.
Cool.
And they will also give you three keyboards and mouses.
Mice,
mouses, whatever. Yeah, mice.
Three keyboards and mice.
Yes.
Okay.
As part of the deal.
That's pretty cool.
You've got to produce evidence that you purchased the three licenses, and Jeff said they're going to be fairly reasonable in that sort of thing. But as long as you have...
If you say it, they're not going to drag you into Microsoft Redmond office or in North Ryde and say, where were you on the night of wherever?
No, they're not. You've just got to have evidence that you purchased the three licenses, and they'll be happy to take care of you.
Interesting.
I think that's very good of
them. That is quite cool. USB is scheduled to basically become the power plug of the future. There's a new do-it-yourself sort of thing that's come out. You know how you can get wall plugs? You know, you can install them yourself. Buy them at Bunnings or whatever, hardware stores. Well, a new type is actually on its way out that has two power ports, like a regular wall socket does, with two USB ports on the side, so you can plug in your devices, like an iPhone or a Flip or anything like that, directly into the wall.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's really saying that USB isn't going to destroy everything, obviously.
No.
It can't. It doesn't have that ability. But, you know, it's still pretty cool. Do you have any more?
That's it for me.
All right. Well, I've got a few more. Nokia are actually apparently going to halve their smartphone production starting 2010.
Oh.
Which is an interesting suggestion. Apparently, Nokia may start focusing on the mid to low-end smartphones, not their really big ones. Perhaps it might be because they're not doing so well in that area. You know, it's hard to compete with Android, with iPhone, with even Windows Mobile.
Well,
but it's a pretty damning statement when you can't even compete with Windows Mobile.
It is indeed.
that's a little bit worrying. Meanwhile, NASA have got this thing now for space. They have printed over the weekend the world's largest Milky Way image, and it is 37 meters across.
That is a hell of a big Milky Way.
And apparently, shut up. You know, just shut up. Okay. Apparently, this image was made from stitching 800,000 individual pictures taken by the Spitzer survey teams for the Spitzer Space Telescope from NASA. 800,000 individual pictures, which gives
you... That's more than I shoot on a weekend.
It's more than you shoot in a decade. And it gives them a total of 2.5 billion infrared pixels.
Wow!
Do you want the camera that does that?
I know where
you want the raw file that?
No, I know where the camera lives too.
Okay,
the camera's actually on the Oasis of the Seas.
Okay, yeah, of course. One final drink.
This is a really big show tonight.
This is a
people.
Huge show, and this is so huge that we have space beer. I'm not kidding. We have space beer. Okay, Space Barley, it's from Sapporo. They have been making this beer, and it's been kept in space during 2006.
Pigs in space.
As part of what is apparently collaborative research with the Russian Academy of Sciences and Okayama University with the purpose of achieving self-sufficiency food in space environment. They have created space beer. I'm not kidding. I don't know what this is like, because I don't like beer, so it probably doesn't really help much, but space beer.
Like space beer. Like pigs in space, but without the pigs and with beer. Apparently, there are only 250 boxes available, and that costs each box comes with six bottles, and there are $113 to buy it, and you have to get a lottery into it. So basically, you have no chance of ever trying space
danger,
beer.
Danger! Danger!
Yeah, that. Yeah, basically, you have no chance of trying space beer, just as that said. But yeah, it's, I'll just stop talking now. Which is something that everyone's probably been waiting for. It's like, Lee, when can you stop talking and play some music?
And this, and what music are you going to play?
This is from the Once soundtrack.
What music,
so
my
sort
son?
Of, this is Glenn Hansen and Marketa Oglova with Drown Out.
It's party time, and we want to see your photos. 2RDJ and our good friends from HP have a brand new HP PhotoSmart Premium all-in-one printer valued at $299 for one lucky listener, just for sharing with us your happy party photos. Just email your photos to us at 2RDJcompetition@gmail.com, making sure that you include your contact details, and you will be in the running to win this fabulous printer. Photos should be of yourself, your family, your friends, or your workmates, and they should show you having a good time. The photo that we think shows the best party, that we think is the happiest snap, gets the printer in time for the upcoming holiday season. It's that simple. Again, email your photo to 2RDJcompetition@gmail.com and be in it to win it. HP are proud sponsors of 2RDJ-FM.
It's the Gadget Grill on 88.1 Radio 2RDJ. And in case you didn't hear that promotion, which you might hear again if you're on the promo or on the podcast, you can win a printer.
And it's a very good printer
it
from
is
our
a very
good friends
printer.
At HP.
You're
it's,
jealous, aren't you?
I am.
Someone
I
else
like
can win it. You're an employee of the station.
I can't win
it.
No.
I can't win either.
No.
I might
that's
steal
a very
it,
nice
but I can't
printer.
Win
it'll
it.
Let you print from your phone as well.
Yeah. That phone that just buzzed. Stop reading your phone.
Yes.
You stop being an unprofessional bastard.
Yes.
Okay? You should be a professional bastard.
Yes.
And
exactly.
Let's get into some professional bastardry right
let's
now.
Let's talk about the internet and internet security.
Yeah, that's a much better segue than calling someone a bastard. We're going to talk to David Hall from Symantec, who has a name that is very David Hallish, and he's going to talk to us about shopping. Stop reading your phone.
Okay.
Stop reading your phone, okay? Stop it.
I'm not. It's turned off.
Stop it.
It's off.
Okay.
Carry on.
We're going to be talking to David Hall from Symantec about online shopping, you know, and...
And some of the scams that are
out
there at the moment. We'll carry on with that after we talk to David as well, because we've got a bit more information for you on that.
A little bit more.
Let's listen to David Hall from Symantec.
My name's David Hall, and I'm the Product Marketing Manager for the Norton-branded products at Symantec.
Okay, so we've got World Security Day literally right around the corner. Yeah. Unfortunately, this is going to go to air a little bit after it. But tell me what we have to be on the lookout for with shopping online.
Well, the scammers are always looking for something topical to be able to try and deceive you of sharing your confidential information or stealing stuff from you. So expect for the scammers to be out in force as we head into the holiday season, certainly with a lot of counterfeit and knockoff products and sometimes ordering things and never shipping them as well.
Is this normal? Is this something that can be done digitally, or is it just people being dodgy on eBay?
Yeah, well, there's certainly a combination of things there. So naturally, eBay has a rating system, so good sellers have good reputation. So that's always good to look before you order things. But the cyber criminals and scam artists use these holiday seasons to be able to peddle their wares. So some of the things that we're expecting to see is a lot more holiday-themed rogue security software attacks and spam attacks coming out with the holiday theme.
Hang on, Dave. Let me see if I've got this right. You're telling me that people are trying to steal our money.
Yes. Yes, the underground economy is really what's powering this, because the cyber criminals can buy and sell your information for money on the underground economy.
So we're worth dollars to them, even though we have no idea we're worth dollars to them.
Correct. Okay. So they're selling your credit card details for about 98 cents in the underground economy. And
I'm worth 98
accounts.
Cents. Okay.
That's how much your credit card's currently worth to the credit card company as well, Dad.
That's about the amount of credit I got left on mine, actually, David.
Well, market forces really is what's going on here. And because there's so many credit cards being bought and sold in the underground economy, that's forced the prices right down. They can make more money if they collect your usernames and passwords or even your email account details as well. They trade for a lot more online.
Well, this has me questioning, what's it like for the credit card companies? Because surely they'd be looking for ways to combat this, since they'd have to essentially counter with insurance for the customers.
Well, certainly, we all have a responsibility here. The credit card, the buyer needs to be aware, and you also need to take adequate steps to be able to protect your credit card details when you're online.
So what are some of those steps?
Okay, well, the first thing is your password is paramount. So never sharing your password with anyone, whether they ask for it or not. But also keeping up-to-date security software. Antivirus is not enough. Modern security suites include identity protection that help look out for these scams online and close them down if you ever bump into them. And also running Windows Update, or if you're on a Mac, just checking for software updates through the menu there, that closes the holes that the hackers can get in on your PC. So keeping your PC or Mac up to date as well is another way to be able to make it a lot harder for the cyber criminals.
So this is something that doesn't just affect Windows users. We can't sit on the fence here and say, hey, you're a Windows user, haha, you're going to be affected. This is something that can affect basically any computer.
Absolutely. If you think about some of the scams that are going around on social networking sites, you get a message from a friend that says, hey, log into this site, and it looks like a website that you trust. See, all these scams are also the versions of them living purely on the web. And doesn't matter what operating system you're on, they're trying to get your usernames and passwords.
Is this still happening? Are people still getting caught? Because it would seem now, after so many years of this happening, I mean, aside for the sucker born every minute, this is getting ridiculous.
Well,
now,
it looks like there's still many more suckers than there are minutes, I think, is the answer to that one, Lee.
I've actually seen a lot of these scams firsthand, and they do look really convincing. I've seen fake or rogue security software that looks like regular security software that's actively trying to trick you into buying it or infecting it that way. Some of these login pages look perfectly legitimate, and the messages come from inside of your social network, so you think your friends wouldn't send you this stuff. So they're constantly evolving their scams to be able to collect more confidential information of you, to try and steal from you.
Okay.
So just the size of the underground economy is just massive at the moment. So there's a lot of bad people out there working to try and trick you up.
Do you think this is going to get smaller in the future, or are we just going to have to be constantly more on guard? Because surely, as more people become aware of it, there's less reason to, I guess, do it.
Well, that's why they're constantly refining and evolving their attacks. So this year, certainly the big one was Conficker.exe, or Conficker, and we saw that got up to 9 million people were infected by that one. But think about some of the things that are becoming more and more common. So next year, in 2010, I expect that the fishers will fall in love with the URL shorteners inside of Twitter as we start to get more and more used to shortened URLs.
I think they're getting used to it already. Already Twitter this morning shut down my account because it thought I was using phishing techniques because I'd made a few URL shortenings.
Yeah, so you can see there that when you don't know what's on the other side of the click, it's just another way that they can try to trick you up. We expect that the Rome security software, they made a lot of money in 2009. They're not going to try to give that up, but they're going to constantly refine that.
And then you've got other things like rogue antivirus as well.
Yeah, so they're just rogue security software, or you might even hear it termed a scareware. There's just a massive amount of those. We blocked 43 million rogue security software infections or attempted infections last year. Just a massive amount of
43 million.
It's amazing that many people are creating that sort of stuff.
I don't think there's that many computers in existence, are there?
Well, what they're doing is they're actually targeting popular celebrity searches or anything really newsworthy. They were right onto this when Michael Jackson passed away. even when Patrick Swayze passed on, they were right up there and poisoning those websites that had news about them, or even making their bad site rank higher when you're searching on those kind of things.
But I like the use of your terminology there, David. You said celebrity searches or newsworthy items. I'm glad that you separated those two and made them exclusive of one another.
Oh, you are such an old person, Dad.
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
No, I understand. But really, I think as we head into the holiday season, I, for the last couple of years, have purchased a lot of things online. I can beat the traffic, beat the crowds, get that all done. So if you keep up-to-date security software, you're smart and you're cautious about where you share your confidential information, usernames, passwords, credit cards, you can have a safe online shopping experience.
So not because you're biased or anything, but would you recommend an antivirus or internet security package around Christmas time for people who don't have one?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's really helpful. It's going to help keep the cyber criminals away from your identity if you're using something like Norton Internet Security or Norton 360, because they have the identity protection. And it's important to remember that antivirus alone is not enough if you have an online identity.
Some interesting information there regarding how unsafe it is. It almost makes you think, we need a giant condom for us when we're surfing the web. Just
well, we do.
A condom to put over your hands.
A condom over your keyboard, actually.
Yeah, that would work, yeah.
Yeah, to practice safe hex.
Yeah, safe hex. Yeah.
We've got music, I believe.
We do. This is Juliana Hatfield with Just Lust. Radio 2RDJ, this is The Gadget Grill, and continuing from the story we just heard from David Hall from Symantec, nice guy,
yes.
On things to look out for, we're going to look for some tips that you got from, who did you get these from?
These came from WebSense.
WebSense, who are WebSense?
WebSense are
another... They keep you sensible and whatnot?
They talk about all sorts of different things about security on the internet.
So this...
And these are
4,000 pages of documents that you just put on my lap. They're things we're supposed to follow.
They're things we're supposed to follow. Yeah, we've got a few tips. Yeah, we've got a few tips to avoid you getting more than you bargained for this Christmas.
Mm.
First one is the bargain store scam.
What's that?
One of the things about buying things online is that you can find some bargains out there, but while you've got to look for the bargains and you're tempted by the low prices, always pay attention to whom you're buying from. If the price is too good to be true, then it probably is.
So wait, that iPhone for $10 I saw the other day, that's
probably, yeah. Make sure that you know who these people are. Make sure that if you're shopping from an unfamiliar site, check that you can, that there's a phone number there that you can contact them on, that it's a landline, not just a mobile number. There's a phone and there's a postal address for you can contact them.
There's also the fancy dress disguise, which is not what you actually think it is. It's not me getting up in women's clothing and pretending I'm trying to sell you something. Well, you know, it's that time of the year.
Yes.
No, it's actually all about having... malicious extras in information. It's sort of like going to a website and having it not actually be what it is. Do you want to give me an example of what that is?
Let's see. We might go to a video website and look at the latest joke or a program clip or something.
You're
like that.
You're reading that from the page.
I am indeed, yes. Yes, I am. These sites can be a lot of fun and so on, but they can also be fake sites and they can try and steal your identity.
I actually like this one, which is interestingly titled, called Unwanted Gifts from Auntie, which is actually one that David Hall in that interview mentioned, which is Rogue Antivirus. And that is, if you often go to websites, you see these advertisements that say free antivirus scan. Those are called Rogue Antivirus. What they are fake antiviruses that implant viruses on the system. It's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, there's one that's even worse than that because it pops up and it says XP...
the one that you look through your stuff and says you're running out of space, that one?
No, well, it's worse than that. It pops up on your taskbar and says this is sort of an XP security thing and takes you to an XP security site, which is called XP Security but has absolutely nothing to do with Windows XP.
Mm.
And it implants a fake virus, antivirus on your thing that tells you you got all sorts of things and they charge you $50 to get rid of the viruses that you never had.
There's also the problem of pornography, which is pretty huge. And as recently discovered this week, every man accidentally, quotes, looks at pornography. Sorry, it's just the way it is. Women, if you're worried about that, stop being so worried. But this is no longer just the biggest issue for malicious software. A lot of people used to think that porn was the reason you would get infected. That's not the case these days.
No.
It can be affected when you're looking for animations or games or quite possibly the most, it seems innocuous, but searching for a movie, not so much a movie trailer, but a movie could likely land you in a bit of hot water, not from the police. That's not quite as big of an issue right now, because you might not get the real file. What you'll probably end up getting is malicious code and spam and evil crap that clogs up your computer.
That's right. There's lots of different things here. I've got another list here.
You have another list? You have too many lists.
I have too many lists, yeah. I've got a list here of, this is also from WebSense, top 10 list of data disasters and remarkable recurring...
What's
sorry,
the
this
worst?
Is not. This is from Crawl on Track.
Oh, okay,
sorry.
Fine.
Top 10 list of data disasters and remarkable recoveries.
What's the worst?
The worst one is... legal officers entered the home of a criminal suspect. The individual in question threw a laptop containing potentially pertinent evidence out the window of a 12-story building.
Ow.
The laptop smashed into many pieces on the sidewalk, and investigators were able to actually recover the data.
It should be noted that it's very hard to remove data. In fact, you once told me that to actually get rid of data, you have to delete the data, then rewrite, then write over it with something, then delete that, then write over it again.
You've got to write over it several times if you really want to get rid of the data.
Yeah, because everything can be put back together. Created by man, destroyed by man, can be recreated by man. It's an interesting flaw in our life cycle. We should get into some music. This is The Beatles, because I've been playing Beatles Rock Band like a mad person lately, and I've been discovering Beatles.
And they make good music.
And they do. And this is from Let It Be, I think. This is called I, Me, Mine. Point one Radio 2RDJ. This is the last little bitty moments of the Gadget Grill, where we get out Santa's little helper bag of useless gadgets, even though we're technically on a boat. That's a useless gadget. In fact, this entire boat, Dad, is one giant useless gadget. Sadly, however...
What do you call the lifeboats useless gadgets?
No, they're quite useful gadgets. In fact, to be honest, not to cast doubt on this boat in the slightest, but I think anyone building a boat that carries 7,000 people with a basic shopping mall and a village on it is looking for a Titanic disaster, to be honest. I'm a little bit concerned about this boat. Thankfully, it's only in our imagination. So, the boat's real. The boat's deadly real. Well, not deadly real. Quite.
Right.
I'm really going to dig myself a hole here, aren't I?
You are.
And instead, I'm just going to talk about some useless gadgets while you line up the next song and the last song, which is Dave Brubeck Quartet live from New York's, one of New York's Starbucks cafes of Take 5. I'm going to talk about some useless gadgets here, including something that we could use to chill that space beer we had earlier.
Oh, yes.
Yes, this is the 90-second beer chiller. It is a device that basically allows you to drop a beer in, drop some ice, crank the handle, and then 90 seconds later, your beer is ridiculously cold. Although, if you
have... That sounds like a very useful gadget, not a useless gadget.
I'm not quite sure.
What do you think, Cole? Does that sound useful to you?
Yeah, but if you have a freezer nearby, you could just put it in there for 90 seconds. I mean, it's the same thing, right?
No, this will get your beer cold. Putting it in a freezer for 90 seconds won't.
Okay, and the other useless gadget, then, fine, is called iWallet. As in lowercase I, uppercase wallet.
iWallet.
It is a carbon fiber and Kevlar... Just shut up, okay? A carbon fiber and Kevlar wallet. It also has a fingerprint scanner... And a cell phone.
A fingerprint scanner. How useful is that?
A mobile phone proximity alarm. I don't even know anymore. Okay.
You have been listening to the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ FM 88.1.
You know, apparently.
We broadcast every Sunday night live from the studios of 2RDJ FM 88.1 in Burwood on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com.
You know, Dad, apparently the wallet, if it's separated from a Bluetooth mobile phone by a distance of 15 to 30 feet, an alarm sounds. So if you're ever in the throes of passion, don't throw it out somewhere or else your passion will be ignited by the sound of the alarm.
Or don't throw your phone anywhere.
That too, yeah.
Yeah. As I was saying, that the Gadget Grill is broadcast every week on 2RDJ FM 88.1. I am Lee Stark. You are?
I am Gary. No, I'm not. I'm Lee Stark. I'm, in fact, yeah.
That got him.
No,
got
I didn't. Him. I was reading the price of these things. You can buy one in carbon fiber and one in fiberglass. The carb, even though
fiberglass sounds nice, soft, and friendly, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. It's anyway. I'm closing that laptop now. we're going to leave you from this boat, this ridiculously large boat that of our imaginations,
the oasis of the
sea, the oasis of the sea of our imaginations. It has been about to be boarded by Carl Richardson with.
You got anything to play for? You got the Seasick Blues tonight, Carl, to play?
No, okay.
So much for that. We'll be back with the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ FM 88.1 next Sunday night at 9 p.m.
Yep, we'll
have a good week.
Have a great week. Don't sink. See ya.